And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, take a deep, relaxing breath, and in the stillness of the moment, breathe in and breathe out, stilling your thoughts and connecting with the quiet truth within. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And not only in this sanctuary, not only in this community, but in your own heart and your own soul. So centered in this truth, release anything that is keeping you from being fully present to the presence of the Christ of your being. Release any worry, doubt, or fear. Release any thought that you are less than. And know in this sacred moment two great universal truths. First, that the divine energy we call God is good, pure goodness, pure light, pure wholeness, and you are on this earth to express all you can imagine God to be. You are love, you are light, you are wholeness. Your entire life is a spiritual journey, a journey to align with the goodness of God and to claim your own spiritual powers. And remember, as a spiritual being having a human experience, you dwell in two realms, the absolute realm of all good and all divine ideas in their purity and power. This is the eternal realm of absolute infinite possibilities. And also you live in the worldly relative realm, the realm of appearances, the three-dimensional world of time and space, form and shape. And in this world, we sometimes have fluctuating experiences of sickness and health, peace and war, harmony and chaos. But this is the spiritual law. Anything in the relative realm can be healed and transformed. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "We must learn to establish ourselves in the Jesus Christ consciousness of life, light, freedom, and love. I do not believe the lily feels the terrors of the darkness down at the bottom of the pond, nor does it allow the mud and water to shut out most of the light and keep it from reaching the good that is provided for it. It pushes surely and intelligently upward toward the freedom and the light that were there all along. And so it is with us." So moment by moment, thought by thought, each one of us is climbing Jacob's ladder, climbing higher and higher to the truth that there is in us something greater than our weakness, stronger than our fears. The spiritual being is within us that is whole even within our sickness. And so I invite you now to prepare for a moment in the silence, bringing into your mind's eye any struggle, healing challenge, relationship issue, or seeming lack of prosperity in your life. Open your eyes now, knowing there is a power and a presence greater than your senses report. The Christ within is a perfect pattern. It is whole, and it is each one of us at the point of God. Jesus told us the kingdom is within, and the center of that kingdom is a kingdom of wholeness. You are one with the very mind of God. Claim this now for a few moments in the silence. And now, as a loving, supportive, spiritual community, we come together to claim our good, individually and collectively. We say thank you, God, for giving us all that we need for this beautiful journey of our spiritual growth. And so it is, and so we joyously allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ presence. And let us now complete our time of prayer and meditation by joyously singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.